Welcome to Monthly Movie Madness!
Madness! Madness! Madness!
This is our monthly feature in which we talk about the movies that are coming out for the month in question, this month being, of course, January, which, oddly, is the least interesting month for genre films, I think, since we started doing this feature.
Yeah, and probably for the entire rest of the year, because I happen to know a ton of science fiction and fantasy films are coming out in 2012, so I'm a little bit disappointed.
Yeah, it's kind of a little sad. So let's just get right through this so we can get this done as quick as possible. So first things first, January 6th is a movie called The Devil Inside, which is basically another exorcism flick.
Yep.
Having a bunch of people inside in it that I've never heard of. But the basic premise is that a young girl, her mother goes crazy during an exorcism, murders a bunch of people, ends up locked up in a oddly, the
Special
Catholic Church.
Sanatorium
in the Catholic Church, yeah.
The Catholic Church in Rome. And she goes and tries to figure out a way to save her mother. And
yeah, and of course, you know, shit hits the fan, basically, and it's a lot of craziness. The trailer looked kind of terrifying.
It really did! I just said kind of disappointing about this month, but this was actually a pretty strong trailer.
Yeah, the thing with the arm, like the arm going out of the socket. Oh, that was creepy.
Ugh. It looks like it looks like a good exorcism film. It looks like a good possession film.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I'm not a big horror fan, so I probably won't see this movie, but I'm actually giving it a 4. Because
I'm giving it,
a 4
too, yeah.
It looks good.
Yeah, it really does. It looks terrifying, basically.
I almost peed myself.
Yeah.
I had to avert my eyes on a number of occasions, even though there's literally nothing scary to see. It's a very well done in that it doesn't reveal a lot.
No. Well, you got the basic premise, though. But in any case, okay, so we both agree it's a 4.
4.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see it. And maybe next year we should make a resolution. We'll see more films next year.
Yeah.
That would be cool. We should do that. Yeah.
People should send us free movies.
I would be totally fine if people would pay for movie tickets.
Yeah, that would be kind of awesome.
Yeah.
And then so, we will review them.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. We could definitely do that. Okay, so the next film comes out January 13th, which is a post-apocalypse film called The Divide, which will please Terminator fans and Aliens fans because it has a certain popular, important actor named Michael Biehn, who you should all remember from Terminator. As John Connor's father. But in any case, it's a post-apocalyptic thriller. Something happens, like a nuke goes off or something, and a bunch of people end up getting saved by going into some sort of underground locker.
They go into a basement under their building.
It's a bunker, though. It's like a building's bunker basement thingy.
Kind of. But they, of course, it's more of a psychological post-apocalyptic film than
it
is.
What happens when you trap a bunch of people down there, right?
Yeah. And it also has Milo Ventimiglia. That's probably not how you pronounce it, from Heroes.
Yeah.
Who was actually kind of an enjoyable actor. I liked him in the movie with Stallone, Rocky.
Oh, okay. The new Rocky?
Yeah, it was good, and he was good. But I'm mostly just excited that it's Michael Biehn because he was my first crush.
I give it a 4, this film.
Me too!
But only because I think it'll be really good, but also bloody terrifying and uncomfortable.
Uncomfortable.
Because there's some weird stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that scene when she's putting the lipstick on, that made me uncomfortable. And then there's a scene with a razor blade, that made me really uncomfortable. So, and I think there's going to be actual more deeper, more core, totally against everything humanity believes in sort of screw with you moments. So, yeah, definitely a 4.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so then January 20th, the last film that we will be talking about is Underworld Awakening.
Yay!
Which, of course, brings back a Kate Beckinsale. And it has a bunch of other people. It doesn't seem like the guy who played Michael is in it, although there's hints in the trailer that Michael is part of what's involved in the plot, although he's not in it.
And I've heard she has a child that in this new movie. That's not hinted at in the trailer, though. So I don't know anything about the film. I don't know anything about the plot line, really.
Yeah.
The trailer doesn't reveal a too much complexity, so...
No. The basic premise being that she's been trapped for, like, 12 years in some sort of weird prison. She manages to escape into a world where humans have figured out that vampires and lichens exist and are basically hunting them down, to eradicate them. And so, basically, she goes rebel and, like, fights back, and there's some evilness involved.
Oh, there usually is.
Yeah. So, that's
but
the basic
Kate
premise.
But it's Kate Beckinsale back in her role as Celine.
Sure.
And I believe the original director is also back for this film.
Måns Marland?
Yeah, I think.
And Bjorn Stein?
I think they were the original people.
Okay, well, I don't know.
I could be wrong on that. But more kick-ass Celine killing, spreeing, and she's awesome as this character. It's just fun to be able to see that again. I actually have enjoyed every other Underworld film. That might make me a little sad, but I'm giving this a 4.
I'm giving it a 2 because it's going to suck.
Come on!
The first one was great. The second one was okay. The third one I refused to see.
You know, the third one isn't actually that bad. It was kind of a nice backstory.
I don't care. It's a prequel. I don't give a crap.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm giving it a 2. It's going to suck.
4. Kate Beckinsale, so hot.
I know she's hot, but that's not a reason why a movie's good. That might be a good reason for it to be pornographic.
It's
going
to be a fluffy action. When I say fluffy, I mean it's not going to require you to think a lot.
Sure.
It is dark, though, in terms of the filming. It's just literally dark.
Well, that's because she's a vampire. She can't go out in the light.
Exactly. But it's not a lot of deep thought going on in this film. So.
No, probably
But
not.
I'm still giving it a 4 because I have enjoyed all the other ones, and I look forward to this one.
Sweet. All right. Well, that does it for Monthly Movie Madness, guys. That's it.
Yeah.
We're done. We're out of here. So we will see you all. Well, I mean, we've got other episodes, but we'll see you all next month with the next Monthly Movie Madness for February.
Yep.
Which hopefully would be a better month.
Enjoy the movies.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Bye.